Yo, what's going on, my people? You already know who this is, and you already know what show that you're listening to. But let me say it anyway. It's your boy Al, and this is another episode of Points of Perspective. With this episode, I kind of want to just jump to the point. You know, I don't want to loop around so many bushes and whatnot. You know, I just want to head for that stump. But this episode is going to be about mental health, seeing as also it's the beginning of May currently, and it is Mental Health Awareness Month. So the awareness that I have, I want to be able to share that with you. Quick fun fact, did you know that almost 44 million people in the United States alone is affected by some type of mental health? And what I mean by mental health, I'm also talking about people who have PTSD, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, anything that has to do with affecting your mind. And this condition is not something that we're always born with. You know, sometimes these things can happen to us over time based off of our experiences and the trials and tribulations that we've been going through in our life. And when it comes to mental illnesses, there's no discrimination when it comes to it. You know, no matter if you're a woman, if you're a man, or if you're a child, or if you're somebody that's considered to be elderly. And sometimes, to some people, it do just happen. Sometimes it is because of what we go through, like I started stating earlier. And then you have some people, unfortunately, that are born with these conditions. And we should be more aware of that. And another thing that we have to be more aware of is that when our mental is going through a lot of turmoil, it begins to affect us physically as well too. You know, we develop conditions like insomnia, or we grind our teeth when we sleep, or our blood pressure is always too high. You know, and then some of these illnesses and whatnot can also make us tend to find different ways to escape. And that also depends on exactly what it is that they're going through mentally as well too. I feel that it is extremely important to make this awareness more aware to people, because there's stigmas that some people only put their fingers on and say, okay, well, you know what? A mental illness is only somebody born with autism, for an example, or a person that has schizophrenia. And it's a lot more than that as well too. You know, whenever a condition that you may have can be diagnosed to you, that is part of mental illness to psychologists and to doctors. And we need to be more aware of how we treat these people and how it can also happen to us as well too when it comes to certain things. You can go through a certain point in your life and you can speak to somebody and they can diagnose you with depression, you know, or there might be certain signals in your brain that always have you in that fight or flight response, which is anxiety. And we have to learn how to be more kind to people who are going through these things. And I say that only because there's too many individuals that's going around and being judgmental when it comes to individuals who could be bipolar or going through something that they can't really control. And it's saddening. You know, like, in a way, it breaks my heart. We have our struggles. And I'm even willing for this episode to put mine out there for y'all to understand where I'm coming from. Like, I have a lot of health issues. You know, some of them I'm able to correct, others I can't. You know, right now I'm going through my whole spins with vertigo and whatnot. I have chronic dizziness, so I'm constantly in that state where I'm dizzy. Even right now as we speak, like if I focus my eyes just a little bit too long, I can feel my vision going over to a certain direction. You know, even if I'm talking to somebody and I shake my head, yes, you know, it affects me. Things are still shaking up and down, yes, and that's a habit of mine. I also have a foot injury from my job too. So The thing with that is that it weighs down on me because it makes it so I can't do everyday things. So, in result, I'm depressed. And at first I was thinking it was just a moment of, you know, it's just a moment, it's the time being, I'm going through depression and whatnot because of just what I'm going through. Until they decided to diagnose me with depression because of the way that my mind works. Granted, I can be an extremely positive person, and people who knows me in reality can also vouch for that as well too. Like, I don't have offset moments where I'm tripping out, I'm illing, I'm being a certain way and make people around me fearful. But inside of my mind, there's a storm that's brewing, you know? And I don't want to be labeled as a depressed guy or being pointed at and made fun of because of it. Because there are immature and ignorant people out there that will do such a thing. I witnessed it, I seen it, it's on social media, same thing. You know, a lot of people confuse mental illness with being retarded. And that's even a rude phrase to even use. And what a lot of people might not even understand too is that you can have a physical health condition that you may not know about. Like, let's say for an example, if you're a diabetic, you have a higher likelihood of being diagnosed with depression or anxiety. If you're a cop, a firefighter, if you're in the military, you know, you're doing a job that's dangerous and you see a lot of things, you can develop PTSD and you can also develop depression, anxiety, night terrors. And these are not things that can be taken lightly. You know, we have to understand that this can happen to anybody that we love, to ourselves, and we have to learn how to be aware of that so we can help them. That's what I strongly feel. I don't feel that we should be ignorant and just continue going on just by thinking so lighthearted about the situation. People who had great losses in their life can also go through these mental health issues as well too. You know, depression, anxiety, it links back to these things, you know? And we really have to be there for our people who are going through these things. You know, look at, God rest his soul, Robin Williams for an example. We don't want that kind of outcome with the people that we love. Because the sad thing about it is that we don't always see the signs of somebody having these battles within themselves. And when they don't have anybody to turn to, we don't know the outcomes of that neither. Regardless of if we feel that it's a low spectrum or a high spectrum. And I kind of talk about that a little bit on Be There for Your Strong Friends as well too. If you have a person in your life that can open up and actually say what's on their mind and what they're battling with, I feel, in my opinion, we should do our best to be there for them. And we also do have a lot of people that they hide their depression, they hide their anxiety, they hide whatever that they're going through with a smile on their face. You know, it might be subtle hints that they might drop, and it might not even be verbally, but I don't know. It's just that in my lifetime, I had lost a lot of friends due to suicide. And it might not even always be a health condition, a mental health condition that leads to that. But I just want us all to learn how to be there for each other more and don't take it lightly. Don't add any toxic masculinity or, I'll get to that person later kind of thing. I feel that if somebody is asking you for help, you should be there for them right there. You know, certain people do require space and they might need time, but not always. You know, if we can verbally say, hey, you know what? Something is on my mind, something is in my heart, and I just want to be able to vent that out. I want to be able to express that. We don't understand the caliber of exactly what it is until they say it. So we need to not brush people off and be more understanding when it comes to these things. I know I started off talking about just general mental health, and then I ended up leaning towards depression and anxiety, but it might be because I'm more familiar with that realm. So that's what I'm sticking to the most when it comes to this topic. But there are many other forms of mental illnesses that we have to pay attention to when it comes to our peers. I feel that one of the most important things that we need to introduce to people who are going through these things is to avoid being toxic altogether. Being able to be more fun, be insightful, be hopeful when it comes to things in life. You know, to be able to introduce them to different ways of maybe even exercising a little bit. You know, avoiding certain sweets and sugars and stuff like that. A lot of that can still play a good role of helping somebody not be in that mental turmoil, I can say. Let's help each other with face-to-face visits instead of being on social media. You know, like social media being the only platform that we show that we do care by saying little emojis or whatever the case may be, little paragraphs or sad faces or I'm sorry for you. What we all know or need to know is that small changes can have the biggest impacts. I had to repeat that. And it can start by something as small as let's go out for dinner. Let's go to a movie. Let's hang out here. Let's link up like how we used to. This right here is definitely one of my shorter episodes, but please stay tuned because I do have plans on making another episode titled Each One Teach One. And that's going to be released real soon. So, thank you for tuning in once again to another episode of Points of Perspective. This is your boy Al. And please, if you need to contact me, Alucard617 on Instagram or IG. I'm sorry, or Twitter. But all right then, y'all take it easy.